From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where in verses 22 and 23, the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. The current message deals with the Christian's joy. As we've already seen, this joy is a spiritual joy, the delight a Christian has in knowing he's in Christ, knowing what he has in Christ, and knowing what his prospects are in Christ. As the Holy Spirit shows the Christian his position in Christ, there follows the joy of full assurance. In Ephesians chapter 1, in the first 14 verses, the Apostle reminds us of our possessions in Christ, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This leads to the glorious prospects, what Paul calls abounding in hope in Romans 15:13. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, the believer who seems not to experience the fullness of this joy and wonders if he is truly saved may be encouraged by the fact that the very desire for grace is evidence of grace. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, What is Painful Will End. The text is Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 16. I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made. Our Heavenly Father seeks our instruction, not our destruction. His contention with us has a kind intention toward us. He will not be always in arms against us. We think the Lord is long in His chastisements, but that's because we are short in our patience. His compassion endureth forever, but not His contention. The night may drag its weary length along, but it must in the end give place to cheerful day. As contention is only for a season, so the wrath which leads to it is only for a small moment. The Lord loves His chosen too well to be always angry with them. If He were to deal with us always as He does sometimes, we should faint outright and go down hopelessly to the gates of death. Courage, dear heart. The Lord will soon end His chiding. Bear up, for the Lord will bear you up and bear you through. He who made you knows how frail you are and how little you can bear. He will handle tenderly that which He has fashioned so delicately. Therefore, be not afraid because of the painful present, for it hastens to a happy future. He that smote you will heal you. His little wrath shall be followed by great mercies.
Thank you.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
God will never deal with Christ without dealing with his church in exactly the same way. God will never deal with his church apart from dealing with Christ. Oh, our position is in Christ. The world wants you to think of your color, your class, your culture, your economic state, your nationality, your citizenship. My psalm for this morning happened to be the 87th psalm. And as I was praying through that psalm and thinking of it, it's the psalm upon which the hymn about Zion is built. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken chose thee for his own abode. That's really a paraphrase of the 87th psalm. And the original's much better than the paraphrase, however great it is. And as I was going through that psalm, listen to it. God has chosen Zion. Remember, this is his description of the Israel of God, the church of Christ. And he says, even the heathen boast, this man and that man was born there. The greatest boast that God can give of any man is, he's born into Zion. And the greatest thing a man can say about himself is, I have been born into Zion. I got to think about that. You can get so proud that you're American, or I'm Ulster, or a German's a German, or a Thailander's a Thailander, or whatever. We get so proud, and you know it is pride, because what makes America great is not America, but that you are American. That's what makes America great in your eyes. That's what makes Ulster so great to me. I'm Ulster. You see the pride. How great Ulster is that it has me. That's the idea. There's only one citizenship that matters. Only one. It's only one that God boasts of. There is a citizenship that matters. I'm born into Zion. You can have all the love of nation that you wish, but remember, the position is in Christ. That's the position that counts. That's what gives you joy. What are our possessions in Christ? Again, Ephesians 1. We're chosen in him. We're predestinated in him. Maybe I should be careful saying that word in this pulpit. I was just told yesterday of a preacher who was fired this week because he dared to preach on predestination and election. Well, Paul the Apostle wasn't a member of that church. But I better be careful in case I get fired for that. Our possessions. We have God's choice. God settling our destiny in Christ. God adopting us into the family. God redeeming us in Christ. God giving us his Holy Spirit, sealing us with that Spirit unto the day of redemption. These are the possessions that we have in Christ. You look at what you possess down here, maybe very little, or it may be very much. You'll discover what a friend of mine said when we were teenagers, and he said it laughingly because neither of us had 2 cents to rub together. I was still at school and he was just an apprentice. And he says, oh, money never makes you happy. He says, now, it's quite handy when you're going to a store. You need a bit of it then. And we can understand that. So, but it doesn't matter whether you have much or little. That'll never bring you joy. Why? Because joy comes from other possessions in Christ. And then watch this, our prospects. Our prospects. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The God of hope fills us, Paul says in Romans 15, 13, with all joy, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. As you look forward to where you're going, that's what gives joy. Now, I want to make a point this morning that this is real joy. This is why I said you don't use the word happiness. Happiness can be such a changing and deceitful thing. This is real joy. Maybe I could make the difference plain if I refer to a practice that is said by some ancient historians that the Persians had. When they captured an area, the Persians made a practice, at least for a time, of going in and selecting the most noble slave they could find. While the others were dispatched to a quick and bloody death, this man was selected, taken out. He was clothed in purple. He was crowned as a king. He was fed, wined, and dined. There was music, there was pleasure, there was dance. He was elevated to the throne. And as he saw the others die, he must have been a mighty happy man. What he didn't know is that it lasted for 3 days. And at the end of the third day, he was butchered. Just like sin and Satan and transient happiness. Some of you without Christ are just like that slave, a king for a day or two, with all the pleasure and all the trappings for a day or two. But at the end of it all, it only flatters to deceive. The joy of the Lord is so much different. It never, never promises what it doesn't deliver. It's real. This is how the Holy Ghost works joy in us then, by showing us Christ and that we are in Christ and we have great things in Christ and we have a great future in Christ. He also does this by not only witnessing but by working in us to sanctify us and conform us to Christ. You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is a source of joy. What's the first thing the Holy Spirit does in a Christian after he regenerates him and brings him to Christ? In his ongoing life, what is the most observable thing the Holy Ghost does in the life of a Christian? He convicts him of sin. Now you would say, conviction's nothing to be happy about, right? You're dead on there. Conviction's not something to be happy about. But remember, I said happy's not the word when you're dealing with joy. Conviction is something to be joyful about. You see, the convictions of the Holy Spirit should cause us to rejoice that He has not given us over to our lusts. He has not given us up. While we have failed our God, He is still working in us and He's still working with us and He's still cutting away at the lusts of the flesh. He is still dealing with us. I would far rather have God speak to me to convict me of my sin than for God not to speak at all. Over the years, in prayer, I have frequently lifted up a cry to God, "Be not silent to me, lest I be like those that go down to the pit." What is it that marks the difference between a Christian and his failure and the ungodly man without Christ? The ungodly man goes on in a deathly silence. But God speaks to a Christian. God speaks to him. God convicts him of his sin. There's one thing I fear and dread more than anything else. It is the silence of God. The silence of God. And alone with God, many and many and many a time over the years I have pleaded, Lord, be not silent to me. Speak to upbraid, to expose, to stir the conscience, to break the heart. Speak, but speak. When God the Holy Ghost convicts of your failure and your sin, why, that is not a cause of happiness. It is a cause in which to rejoice. Every stirring of grace and every spiritual desire is a cause to rejoice. Christians so often beat themselves unnecessarily. And they say, I don't have joy, I don't have peace, I don't know the love of God, I don't know this, because I desire so much, but I fall so far short of my desires. I have news for you, the holier you get, the further you'll feel you're falling short of your desires. That's not made to be an excuse for our sin, but it is to say, the greater your vision of the glory of God, the more you'll realize how far short we fall. But remember the old Puritan dictum, the desire for grace is grace. The stirring of the soul is already a spiritual work. A spiritual desire is something that does not come from the flesh or from the world or from the devil. It is the product of the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the very fact that we desire Christ is something that should cause us to rejoice. Because we can trace there the handiwork of God. And of course, every victory over sin, every entrance to the throne room of God in prayer is a cause to rejoice that the Holy Spirit is still working in us. Even every affliction that is used to cut away more of the flesh and direct us more to Christ is a cause to rejoice. We can say, it is good for me, and I've been afflicted, if it turns me to Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.